Idaho will stay in its phase two of reopening. That's after being downgraded since October from the fourth and final stage. But even with COVID case rates and hospitalizations stretching Idaho's healthcare system, there are no broad statewide closures like in Washington. NWPB Scott Leadingham has more.
Governor Brad Little used a press conference Thursday to outline how dire the state's coronavirus situation is. But as he's done throughout the pandemic, he asked Idahoans to choose to wear masks in public and to, as he said, do what's right.
I don't know that there's anybody that's been a bigger advocate for changing behavior. What I want is compliance, and we're just having an issue.
Little recognized that he's in a tough spot. One side says he needs to do much more, and another side, even his fellow Republicans and lieutenant governor, say he's gone too far. He took pointed questions from reporters who asked why he continues to defer action to cities and regional health districts, the leaders of which have been the subject of protests at their homes.
If the decision point for me was I take the heat rather than the rest of them, I would do it. The decision point for me is how do I get compliance? That's the critical tipping point for me. If the people in some of those communities won't do what their neighbors tell them to do, what do you think is going to happen if that order comes from Boise, Idaho?
Little did suggest that he's considering broader statewide measures, but he declined to give specifics about what they are or what threshold of infection rates or deaths would prompt them. I'm Scott Leadingham reporting.